This is Tackled Podcast, starring Kyla Gibbs, Lizzie Van Hart, and Alex Singleton.
Hey, I'm Andy, and I started Harry's, the shaving company that's fixing shaving. At Harry's, we keep it simple. We make sharp, durable blades and offer them at honest prices, for as low as $2 each. We obsess over quality so much that we do crazy things, like buy a German razor blade factory. So give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry's starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for only $3 with free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5.
You've never had chicken fries.
Neither have I.
No, what the hell? I don't even know what that is. I don't even know what that is.
Chicken fries from Burger King.
Because I don't fuck with Burger King.
Okay, no. But their chicken fries are good.
I mean, I've only
eaten Burger King.
Yeah, I've only eaten Burger King.
You know they
like
use
six
horse
times.
Meat.
What? Please don't tell me they use it in never mind. Meat doesn't go in mozzarella sticks.
No, meat does not go with mozzarella sticks.
They would ruin mozzarella sticks if they stuck me in it. I do not care. Now, if they added broccoli and, like, the melted cheddar cheese
like
in,
like,
that kind of
thing. Philly cheesesteak mozzarella stick? That sounds smack.
No, it does not. Meat does not go with mozzarella sticks. They would ruin it.
Mozzarella sticks are literally fried cheese. Cheese goes with everything.
No, it does not.
Yes, it does.
No, it does not.
Yes, it does.
Oh, yeah? Yeah? You gonna put cheese on your fish?
Yeah.
Yes.
What about cheese on your chocolate? Yeah? You want to eat chocolate fucking cheese?
Honestly,
maybe cream
that
cheese,
sound
bitch.
Too bad. Oh my
cream
God.
Cheese.
I'm talking like mozzarella cheese. Did you know that's why they call it mozzarella sticks? Because they use mozzarella cheese?
No fucking shit, Sherlock.
I didn't know that until like 2 days ago.
Oh, are we recording?
Da 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 dun. Well, guys.
Well, hey, what's up, you guys? Welcome to the first episode of Tackle. I'm Kyla. Introduce yourselves, you guys. Jesus.
I'm Alex. I'm dying. That was probably not loud enough, but it's fine.
It's loud enough.
And y'all know me already. I'm Liz. Everybody knows me.
Okay.
All right.
I'm cute.
Big ballin' over here.
Yeah. I'm always ballin'. Even when I'm not ballin', I'm ballin'.
But back to the whole, how the fuck did you not know it was mozzarella cheese, bro? It's just common sense.
I just didn't put it together. And like a couple days ago, I looked at the package and I was like, oh,
they
hold
package on what?
Mozzarella sticks. Like I got this big ass bag of mozzarella sticks, which.
Like freezer mozzarella sticks?
Yeah. And, like, I got them, and I was reading the package because I was trying to find how long I cooked them for in the air fryer, right? First of all, it didn't say how long to put them on for. I was a little salty about that.
Well, they're not going to really have instructions for air fryers. They kind of just came out.
Well, Kyla, they should. They should.
God.
Damn. Like,
I'm
get
trying
a hold of the company, okay. Then.
I am 5.5 months pregnant, and I just want some fucking mozzarella sticks. Yeah. And, trust me. When you get a craving for them, you don't stop until you get them.
We're going to Rudder's after this.
Oh my God, I'm so hungry.
Mozzarella sticks are bomb. I don't care. I don't care. But anyway, like, and then it said it was like mozzarella cheese. And I was like, hold the fuck. And I was like, I had like a whole like just light bulb moment. And like, I swear, like the light in my head just bing. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, that makes a lot of sense.
Well, I'm glad you discovered that mozzarella sticks are indeed made with mozzarella cheese.
Thanks. I mean, I kind of want to mess with them, like, around with them with, like, different cheeses. Like, what about cheddar sticks?
Like, yeah.
Instead of mozzarella sticks, we gonna make
I mean,
cheddar
they
sticks.
I do sell, like, cheddar stick. So cheese.
Yeah, so why don't we, like, find out whatever breading goes on there?
You just get normal, like, breadcrumbs.
I swear to God.
Fry them.
Oh, yeah, we gonna do this, guys. We gonna...
It looks maybe like I'm gonna cook them because I know what I'm talking about.
Heck yeah, Kyla,
we
need
to...
Do
you have an air fryer, too?
Yes, I do.
We gotta figure
it's
out.
It's gonna work better in the oil.
True.
Yeah, especially with the breading. Like, if they're pre-breaded and, like, pre-cooked, where you just have to heat them up, air fryers are great. But, like, not so good with just breading.
Yeah. And plus, you have to get the
so
egg yolks and shit.
I'm so fucking hungry.
Yeah, I feel that. I want to make chicken, too. We just need to go to frickin' Wendy's, McDonald's, and Burger King, because,
no,
like,
fuck
mozzarella
King.
Sticks,
oh my God, Kyla.
The
they
Frosties.
Have, you have to have the chicken fries. Dude, I was at McDonald's, and I had fries, and I got a shamrock shake, and I dipped my fries in my shamrock shake, and it was so good. And I taught my dad's girlfriend's 4-year-old children how to do it, and now they're also obsessed with it, and I think I created a problem.
Yeah, I mean, like, I like to dip it in the ice cream cones, me personally.
Oh my God, I want ice cream. McDonald's ice cream cones, just
snack. Like,
fries and ice cream.
I want Dunkin' Donuts, I want coffee,
I want bagels.
Oh my God, a bagel would be so good, too.
Yeah. Like an everything bagel with cream cheese on it. And, like, a little tiny bit of, like, I always sprinkle, like, a little tiny bit of sugar on my cream cheese.
Oh.
Oh, my God, smacks.
Dude, Izzy makes grilled cheese sandwiches with cream cheese. They are so fucking good. Oh, my God, I could so go for one
I
of those right now.
I still haven't had one. Have y'all ever had a pickle grilled cheese?
No, but that sounds delicious.
It was so good.
Your face.
I made it one time with, like, you know, like, Gouda cheese and mozzarella cheese and stuff. Oh. And like, with pickle spears.
Uh-huh.
The pickle spears slices. And you grill it like a regular grilled cheese.
I had a garlic bread grilled cheese one time. Oh.
Have you guys ever had, like, a 5-cheese grilled cheese? Yeah, it smacks. But then some people throw bacon in there and, like, ew. But
yeah,
without the bacon, it's really good.
Oh my God, I love grilled cheese. Oh,
grilled ham and cheese.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. What about have you ever tried grilled ham and cheese with tomato on it?
I don't like tomatoes.
Oh my God, it's so good.
Yeah, Kyla's order from Taco Bell is the Crunchwrap Supreme extra sour cream, no tomato. Yeah,
extra sour cream, I am proud.
Same. Sour cream is delicious.
So proud. So proud.
Hate tomatoes. I don't like tomatoes at all.
I love Taco Bell's tomatoes because, like,
I
just love their ratio, like, of tomato versus, like, everything else. But, like,
sis. I'm gonna get myself a cheesy gordita crunch and I'm gonna throw a whole fuck ton of cheese on the flatbread. I'm gonna melt that bitch twice. I get a Dorito taco shell with steak. And then you have the spicy ranch, the lettuce, and then I put extra cheese on that bitch because I love cheese. And then you wrap the cheesy gordita shell around the Dorito shell, and you eat that bitch, and it's so... Oh.
I like sour cream on a soft tortilla shell with taco sauce, and every once in a while I'll throw some cheese in it. That smacks, too. It's like $3, and...
I don't eat beef from Taco Bell. However, the beefy Fritos burrito smacks with some creamy jalapeno sauce.
I only eat beef. I don't eat no steak unless I'm at, like, Texas Roadhouse or something. I just don't.
I like Taco Bell steak.
I've never really messed with it. Honestly.
I always get the same thing, too.
I don't believe in getting steak from a fast food place. Like,
listen,
I feel like
that'll just
kill me.
I just eat everything, okay?
Yeah.
We're all going to die anyway, so whatever I'm going to eat, if that kills me, whatever.
That's a good point. I mean, but, like, can we just appreciate that we definitely just spent at least 10 minutes talking about just food?
Terry looks so disappointed.
He really is. He's like, man, y'all are just like...
I gotta die.
Ew.
Excuse me. It wasn't a
scene. She has the coronavirus.
Yeah, she claims she has the corona.
I got the CV. Guys, so my baby's name is initials. So, like, if I name it, the last name, his initials are going to be HPL. But if I give him my last name, his initials are going to be HPV. Like, he's not having my last name.
Wait, what's your baby's name?
It's going to be Harlan Patrick and then Lines, because I'm sorry, but I'm not naming my child to where his initials are a freaking STD. No, not going to happen.
Damn.
I'm not going to have people being like, oh, HPV over here. Like, oh, do you got the clap too? No.
Or why would your mother ever do that to you?
Yeah, or like, you should just kill yourself now because,
your parents really didn't love you.
I do.
I know someone's like initials with like, my dad's initials is Leg.
Leg? Oh my God, that's great. Is his middle name Eugene?
It's Edward.
That's great.
Edward? Why'd you say Eugene?
Because that's just the first.
That's my stepdad's middle name, though.
That's Blair's middle name.
See?
Yeah.
Most common middle name that starts with an E is Eugene. Oh, yeah, we got Douglas over here.
That's your middle name? Yeah, what the fuck?
Douglas Eugene.
Douglas Eugene. Got Harold Eugene Blair.
Harold. That's what I call my nephew. Every time he's in trouble, I'm like, Harold!
Oh, I forgot that is his name, isn't it?
His name is Hank.
Hank.
Yeah.
What?
His name Why is Hank? Did I think it was like Howie or some shit?
Is his dog's name is Hank?
Yeah.
That crackhead.
I'm sorry, but like, I've never seen a dog more on crystal meth than naturally. Than that dog, like...
What, who?
Hank. Hank? Is his dog... He's, like, full-on meth head, but not meth head.
My dog, Taz, is... He's a minpin, but he thinks he's, like, a Doberman. But then, like, once you, like, step up with him, he, like...
Taz?
A little bitch. Yeah.
Taz is upstairs.
Yeah, I know. I was talking about him.
Douglas asked where Taz was.
Oh, yeah. He's upstairs or outside. One of the two.
It's actually pretty nice outside today.
It's beautiful.
I love it out here.
It's nice to not have to be at work right now.
It's nice just to have off for only one day.
I have to close. Yeah, guys, I worked 3 to close yesterday. It was a great time. I wanted to die. We ran out of chicken. I almost cried.
Remember when we ran out of chicken, Terry? Because, you know, fucking Brittany had to just, do the 30 wings special, boneless or bone-in.
And if she wasn't even there.
Right. On the day she doesn't work.
Oof.
Ungrateful.
Oof.
Ran out.
Yo, I miss Ma and Pa's food so much, guys.
Dude, we tried to order for Ma and Pa the other day. Didn't work out very well.
I'm telling you, like, boneless, their boneless wings in the honey mustard sauce smacks. And, like, their mozzarella sticks.
I live right now.
Bro, I be making... Yeah, the Reubens came back out. Okay, never mind. Y'all don't like Reubens. I like Reubens.
I like the Reubens without the sauerkraut. Is that Harold
pulling in?
Blair wasn't here?
Yeah, him and Jesse went out on the boat. Jesse's my stepbrother.
Wait, Blair's a guy?
Harold's my stepdad.
Oh.
Blair.
Oh.
Blair.
Blair is his last name.
Oh.
Remember, we always call him by his last name.
We just gave his full government.
You never. Right. Junior, by the way.
You want to put his social out there, too?
All right, Kyla Michelle Gibbs.
Okay, Alexandra Page Singleton.
Wait, your middle name is Page?
Yeah.
Love it.
Elizabeth Morgan Van Hart.
Yo, why you gotta put my name out there?
We're all putting it out there. Terry, Clay, Miller. I don't know.
Douglas Eugene, last Junior. Name.
Yeah, Parks.
Parks.
Ha. Wow.
I should have known that because, like, considering I know somebody that you're related to, and I really should have known that, and I'm really disappointed.
Wait, is he related to Liz?
No.
Oh.
He's related to, somebody that one of my mom's old friends that I grew up with, and I slept with her son.
Oh.
The one that's got the twins. He doesn't have twins, though. I slept with him, like, 6 months before he had twins, which was really fucked up. Like, before they found out.
You could have been pregnant with twins right now.
That's what I said. I was like, oh, my God. Like, that could have been me. Like,
imagine being a single mom with twins.
Oh, I would off myself. Somebody else is. Congratulations, Terry Douglas. Your parents. Like, take two. One for each.
I'm supposed to be their surrogate. Remember? Well, I guess that's out of the window then. If you have twins.
Well, if I have twins, like, that shit ain't happening. So one of them's going somewhere. Two of them are going somewhere. Because, not gonna lie, some days, like, you really debate.
You're not gonna say that once.
But, like, babies are cute.
Oh, my God.
And, like, I would kill for my kid, like, already, and he's not even born. Like, I'll straight shove a screwdriver in somebody's throat and twist it for him.
Yeah. Like, yes.
I know that's dark, but, like.
No, that's how I feel about loyalty. If, like, anyone wants to talk shit about him.
Same.
Like, who that?
My loyalty. Nephew.
I love that name.
He's very cute.
You see, you know, when he's older, he ain't gonna be cheating on girls.
Fuck no. He's about to live in a house with three females.
You know the vibes. Oh, wow. Let me clear this for ya.
No. I love babies so much. My whole heart.
Are you showing her?
Babies are literally my entire heart, and, like, I don't know why.
I love babies. I can't do that right now, though. I'm a little too broke for that and a little too stressed out for that.
I hated babies, like, a year ago, and, like, I wanted nothing to do with little kids besides my nieces and nephews, and, like.
No. I've always loved babies.
I love
babies.
My nieces and nephews.
I was like, I'll hold any baby. Like, give me a baby, and I will hold it, like, happily.
I love all babies. Like, I've always loved babies. I love kids. Kids love me. It's just always been like that.
Kids don't like me.
Same. I've always got along with kids. It's just I can't have one on my own right now. But
yeah,
like,
no, not right now. I'm good for now.
That's why I claim loyalty as
I'm
my son.
I'm a little too broke, and I'm a little too mentally unstable at this point in time to have another human being to take care of.
See, I mean, I have a son, but, like, he's a cat.
So, like, I have a dog. That's my child.
Yeah,
but she's my baby.
In all honesty, though, the cat's super excited to be an older brother. Super excited.
Is he?
He's so excited. He got, like, his face, and he started licking my hand, and I was like, yeah! Like, he's so excited. I'm gonna get him a little onesie thing that's, like, big brother, and then get, being a little
Isn't Stoner a bit fat?
Not for her baby clothes.
You can get, like...
I could fit in a baby
get, like,
onesie.
The puppy clothes.
You could not fit in a baby onesie, Elizabeth.
Okay, not a baby onesie, but, like, they make onesies for our age.
Yeah, it's called adult onesies. Oh.
I really heard crackling. I really thought that Terry had snacks, and I was gonna make him give me snacks. I've been on a goldfish kick lately. And, like...
I haven't had goldfish in, like, forever.
Terry. Can you give me the other one of these off of Kyla's nightstand? Thank you! Why'd y'all just stop talking? Ignore me and my nicotine addiction, okay?
We can't mess with... I don't know.
Oh.
It got quiet. I think all of us are kind of
out
of it.
See, we went back to talking about food because that was obviously a topic we talked a lot about.
Yeah. Food's good.
Dude, I'm so hungry. Ugh.
I just keep sitting here thinking about what I want from Rutter's.
Same. I want a Red Bull smoothie. Ugh.
I want a white chocolate raspberry milkshake.
Oh, yeah, I actually might get one of those because those are good.
You're welcome.
French. The cheese fry wraps at Rutter's?
Mmm.
Those are pretty good.
I was thinking about getting maybe a shrimp taco.
You said cheese fry wrap, and I just nut because I literally love those things so much. I get them with extra cheese, and I get ranch on those motherfuckers. Ugh. It's so good.
I get them with sour cream and light cheese because, like, I don't really like a lot of cheese. Because, like,
cheese is my favorite food ever. to exist.
But, like, cheese can make you really, really constipated, and that is not
Listen,
fun.
I already have those issues because I have a broken gallbladder, so it's fine.
How do you break your gallbladder?
I have gallstones.
Damn.
I have to get my gallbladder removed.
Damn. Why isn't it being removed?
Because I'm really bad at adulting. I mean, it's not like you really need it. I have to go get my lab work done. Let's hope they don't tell me I'm pregnant. Just kidding. I'm bleeding, so I'm not pregnant.
That doesn't always mean shit. Because my mom got, when she was pregnant with me, she was so confused.
Because
she found out like 3-4 months into it because she got her period. And I was like, oh, okay.
Don't fuck with me like this.
Where are you going?
Anyway. But no, that doesn't mean anything. I know people that were pregnant while they had their period.
Fuck off. No, I can't. Stop fucking with me like that right now.
I mean, I didn't.
Speaking facts.
Because, like, I honestly got my period for, like, a whole month. And, like, 2 days out of September, I didn't have it. And then, like, I was like, oh, okay. And then,
do you,
like,
have a bump yet?
Do I have a bump yet?
Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah, you do.
Most of it's just really fat, honestly.
No. Let me see.
It's just jiggling
because
it's fat, but, like...
You have a little bump.
Yeah, we're working on it.
Dude, when Kirsten was, like, 3 months pregnant, that bitch had a bump because she was so skinny.
Yeah, she's
I'm so jealous
tiny.
Of bitches like that because, like, eh. I just want, like, the big old baby belly and I'll be perfectly happy. And y'all better come to my baby shower. It's on a Sunday, so I know you bitches. I made it on Sunday, so...
Yeah, what?
Anybody at Mom and Pop was going to be off. The May 3rd.
Oh.
I got so many days to request off in May. Because I got a request off for Loyalty's birthday party.
I already requested off, but, like, no one's covered yet, but that ain't my problem.
I made it on a Sunday so that I know y'all's are closed. So I was like, ooh. And then Nate can only make it on a Sunday. Yeah, we're having, like, cute little shirts. We're going to make them. And it's going to be, like, anybody that's related to, like, me or Nate, we're going to have, like, we're doing tie-dye shirts for me and Nate because we're going to be, like, Nate's shirt is going to say, like, Daddy of Harlan. Uh-huh. And then we're going to put little cute little handprints in the shape of a heart. Like, it's going to be so cute. I'm so excited.
Liz is out here doing mommy things.
Right? I love looking at baby clothes now. I went from trying to smoke weed every day and then... No, I just want to look at baby clothes and shop for my son.
Dude, I love going to Kid to Kid to shop for my nephew.
I haven't been there, but I have to go there
soon. It's so cheap. Oh, my God. It's, like...
Oh, yeah.
It's fantastic.
I love cheap things, but they honestly, like, I'm not spending $100 on some shoes. I'm sorry, but, like, that's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And, like...
That's... Oof. Listen... I spend more money than I need to spend, especially at Victoria's Secret, because, like, I walk in there and I just fall into a hole, bitch, a hole.
Yeah.
My face is soft, what the fuck?
My face is so rough today, but I think it's because, like, I'm sick.
I did just get out of the shower, you do have a good point there.
Like, I took a shower this morning at, like, 1, and, like...
I can't wait, I'm looking at houses with my sisters, right? We're looking at moving into a place together. And we looked at this one house, and I like this house because I get the master bedroom in this house because my bed has to fit in my room. Because my bed is, like, huge. And it has, like, a door to go into the bathroom, but, like, it also has a door from the hallway to go into the bathroom. And there's a door separating, like, the shower and the sink and then the toilet and the sink. So, like, I could just get off of work at, like, 2 o'clock in the morning and then go home and shower and not disturb anyone. And not have to worry about being ridiculous and waking my dad up because my dad's room is right by the bathroom.
You could poop privately, too. I love pooping privately. It's like, it's my peace. That's really where I connect with
myself. I'm not
going to
have a fucking cat's litter box in my bathroom. I hate my cat so much. Like, listen, I love her and all because she's my cat. I just strongly dislike that bitch. I call her stupid bitch. Like, sometimes. something like that. My
it's pickles.
Kyla literally didn't even know what her name was because I kept calling her stupid bitch, and she just had. She
yeah,
had
she like never told me. I was like, what the fuck? Like, I'm not calling this cat a stupid bitch.
She is a stupid bitch. Sierra walked in my house and was like, oh, hello, stupid bitch. Like, that's how my friends refer to my cat.
Love that.
My dogs, however, are my children. I love them. Well, sorry.
Penelope.
Penelope is my child. My dad told me that if I moved into a place, well, my dad's girlfriend, because it's her dog, she said that if I moved into a place that allowed pets, I could have that dog. I'm so happy.
Bro, I've been low-key looking at this one house that's, like, on Mount Olive Church. And I'm like, it's, like, the perfect location because, like, I want to stay in PA. But, like, I wouldn't mind moving to Maryland because yeah. I want to look for a second job. But as long as I can still get delivery from Mom and Pa.
Yo.
Bro, that's how close. Because I'm still going to work on the weekend, at least if I get, like, a second job. I just got to make sure. Dedication. I don't mind paying a $3.50 delivery charge for Mom and Pa.
Mom and Pa's so good. Buffalo chicken pizza. Ugh.
I was thinking about that earlier. Mini tacos.
Mini tacos.
Yo, somebody text RJ right now.
RJ doesn't live there anymore.
Well, he's got the key still, don't he?
Well, yeah, but
text his ass right now and be like, RJ, we need to be let in.
No.
We'll pay. We'll leave the money on the counter. But, like, somebody text Miss Siobhan and be like, Terrence,
yeah,
text
Miss Siobhan you, right now. I wish you would text Miss Y.
Text Miss Siobhan on a Sunday and be like, hey, I need you to come open the building because we're about to get some dank-ass food.
She's like, I want that chocolate cake.
I do want that chocolate cake
oh my
so
God.
Bad.
She wants the white chocolate raspberry.
Yes.
I'm sorry, but their chocolate cake is so delicious. And, like, you know, Miss Siobhan knows if it's my order specifically because it has steak fries, pizza, and chocolate
says
cake.
Says Liz Van Hart on the ticket.
That's true, too. But like, like, she knows. Like, if she sees my name on that ticket, she knows chocolate cake
Kyla,
is about to require.
Kyla brought me cake for my birthday Monday. Oh my God.
Yeah, I got her the cheesecake and the cake.
What kind of cake?
The chocolate cake.
So you know how much it smacks.
Yes.
Like, when I first got pregnant, I was like, all right, pizza. I went into Mom and Pop for the first time. I ordered a large pizza. I got French fries. I got mozzarella sticks. I got chocolate cake. And I got a juice.
Damn, so you like, didn't get steak fries like the rest of your family does?
No, I was aiming for French fries that day because I was like, steak fries, I'm not really feeling them today.
I'm so hungry.
But yeah. And they were almost closed and I got really mad because I was like...
See, at least I try not to order when they're almost like...
I was closing. That dick. I hated dicks like that when I worked there, but, like, I was that dick.
I don't like being that dick.
I don't care. I had to get Mom and Pa. Like,
I am loyal.
The baby wanted it so badly that I was just like, all right, well, congratulations, Bean. You get your Mom and Pa today.
Bean.
Yeah, that's why I called a baby. I gotta start calling him by his name. Because, like...
That's what I called my nephew.
Bean?
Yeah, I called him Bean.
Ah. They're so cute, and they shape like little beans.
My dog's name is Bean. Oh. He's literally the cutest little tiny little thing. I love Bean. Kyla, tell him about Bean.
Oh my God. Bean is a minpin too. He's gray, so fucking tiny and adorable. He's very energetic, though. I don't know, he really likes to fight. Like, I played tug of war with him this one day. Well, and Penny. Penny was fucking aggressive, though. She was like... But I keep trying to take Bean and replacing with Taz, but A.A. won't let me.
I love dogs. But I'm a cat person. But now I have to be a no-animal person.
Why?
Because, like, I can't have an infant around animals like that. That's not good for him.
He'd be fine.
Nah.
What do you mean? My cat stays at my mom's. Baby animal bonding is so cute.
I can't be having, like, a long-haired cat laying on my baby. Like, I can't be doing that. Did you know that, like, cat hair can choke your kid?
Did you know that dogs like to lay next to the babies and protect them? So yeah. That's why you get a dog.
I want to get a big-ass motherfucking dog.
I want a pity.
Yeah. I want a wiener dog.
Wiener dogs are freaking cute.
That was, like, my first dog ever, and I want one so bad. Like, I want a wiener dog.
I want a Siberian husky.
I want a husky, too. I want a German Shepherd and a husky and a pit bull and...
I want a corgi. All kinds of doggies. Oh,
but, like...
Honestly, like, I want puppies, not children.
I'd rather have children. Or a child. I don't want any more children, but, like, I kind of want my girl, though, too.
I want one of each when the time comes.
I want, like, 5 kids.
Yeah, damn. She's wildin'.
I don't think, like, I'm debating whether I want a girl, because, like, I don't know if I want to be pregnant again.
I just know her attitude
will be worse than mine, because it tends to get worse throughout the generation.
I mean...
And I'm pretty fucking bad.
That's a good point. I mean, considering I'm my mama's karma for, like, everything bad she's ever done in her entire life. Like...
Oops.
Should probably get closer to the mic.
I'm like my dad, so...
I have a mixture between... Well, like, my dad doesn't tend to show his anger, but when he does, it can be pretty bad when him and my sister get at it. And, like, I'm like that in a mixture between, like, my mom's, like, smart-ass remarks and attitude.
I am literally my dad with a vagina. Like...
Let's say.
Honestly, I'm just a grumpy bitch. Like, I don't know who I act more like. I look more like my mom, but like
I look like my dad too. I'm literally my dad with a vagina. Like, my dad will fuck with me and he'd be like, oh, you're like ugly, like he'll make a joke about it, or like my face, and I'm like, I look like you. What?
Like, if I wore like my glasses instead of my contacts, like, I look exactly like my dad.
That's great. I look like your dad's. I'm pretty sure I just look like my mom.
I literally, like, you know the Snapchat filter that makes you look like a dude? When you do that on my face, like, I look like my dad. Like, it's terrifying.
You know the one that makes you look like a baby?
Yeah.
I look the exact same. Nothing changes. Nothing changes.
My face just glows.
Like, it makes me sad, because, like,
Kyla is a sexy-ass bitch. You have that Snapchat filter with the little freckles, the little sun-kissed filter. Kyla looks so bomb with that filter.
Your hands
Kyla
are so
always
cold.
Looks bomb, though.
Stop. Oh, my God. Your skin is, like, on fire. My hands are so cold.
I have to sneeze. Bless
then
you.
Sneeze, bitch.
It won't come out. I've been trying for, like, at least 5 minutes.
What?
Bless you.
You get that feeling in your nose. Thanks a lot. You get that feeling in your nose that you have to sneeze.
I'm
and
at
like...
work last night, you know, closing the Taco Bell. And this girl, Erica, that I work with, she was like, is that a booger in your nose or your nose ring? And then I, like, moved, and she was like, yep, that's the nose ring.
Yo, fucking Corey did that shit to me. He's like, you got a booger in your nose. I was like, I know it's my nose ring. And he's like,
I'm not picking my nose, I'm fixing my nose ring.
This is why I get the hoops.
Shit out of Corey.
I get the hoops.
Oh, you don't smack the shit out of me?
Actual, like, ring, nose rings. But, like, I can't wait to get my nose re-pierced after I give labor. Like, I'm telling you, that's the first thing I'm doing. I do not care. I'm going to get a tattoo.
You can still get your nose pierced.
No, you can't. Not when you're pregnant, because it's a risk of infection. They don't want you. You can't get any infections. You literally cannot do shit while you were pregnant. You can't ride rides. You can't.
My mom got a tattoo, like, while she was pregnant. Like, she's fine.
I can't do shit. Like, I can't do shit.
I think you're just being a little bitch.
I'm not, like, my doctor, I talked to my doctor, and I was like, look, I, like,
you're just
I was like, are you allowed to get a tattoo? And they were like, they don't recommend it because the ink could sink, like, if the tattoo gets infected or, like, the ink or something.
Well, that's why you can't dye your hair.
Well, that's why you have to go to a reliable tattoo artist that sterilizes their products the correct way.
And, like, what if my body, like, rejects the tattoo or rejects the ink? Like, I'm allergic to the ink.
Well, then,
and I don't know, excuse me.
Oh, that was sexy.
Thanks. And, like, but, like, I can't do it with my nose because, like, I don't want to take that chance and just be...
It's fine. You'd be fine.
Like, and I can't take antibiotics either. No, I don't want to wrap it up, Terrence.
Wrap it before you tap it, but...
Yeah, apparently I didn't learn that one.
It's yoursexlife.org.
Wait, what? Wait, what's mysexlife.org?
I mean, I remember somebody talking about them getting some dick earlier on, you know.
Oh, I have a dick appointment last weekend.
I got a dick appointment, like, not even scheduled. It's an unscheduled dick appointment.
Oh, no. Mine's scheduled. Like, this has been discussed to great lengths.
And I just stay home and watch Dexter.
I just cannot wait to just be like,
I want dick so bad. I was literally at my grandmother's with Kyla, like, having a family dinner. I was high as fuck. I'm Snapchatting Kyla. I'm, like, low-key really thinking about dick right now. Like,
and then she's like, Kyla, did you bring the dildo? Or no. The strap on?
I went into a sex shop. Like, guys, yesterday I went to a sex shop, and there was, like, this 15-inch dick. Like, I shit you not. I'm talking, like, mutilation. Like, nobody can even stick the tip of that dick anywhere in their body. And, like, I want to know why they make that big, because, like, that's got to be a joke. And, like, you know that whole meme that went around about that story with that guy that was, like, suction cupped the black dildo to his door and, like, his grandma or something about his grandma? Yeah, I saw one of those and I was like, oh my god. But, like, I found a bench that I'm gonna buy. But
I have rope. Listen, I'm getting tied up next weekend and I'm very excited.
Woo!
You have no idea.
That's us.
But anyways, I have rope, and then I have a little small collection of vibrators, because a girl's gotta do what a girl's gotta do, you feel?
I mean, I have one with a unicorn on it. I can't say shit.
I have, mine are pink.
Do you guys have cock rings, too, or is that just me?
That's just you.
Oh, well, damn. They're so cool though, because, like, some of them light up. Like, yeah, I got a pair of black ones.
They're cool because they light up.
Like, I literally got a pair of black ones, and then, like, a set of black ones, and then I have a set that glow in the dark, and then I have a set that light up neon colors, like red, blue, and green. But, like, those two are hidden. The last two are hidden because, like, I'm sorry, nobody's. I've used those, so, like, nobody's gonna touch those. Not on me, of course. Like, I don't have a penis, so I can't do it myself. But, like...
You don't have a penis?
Yeah. No, I wish I did, though. Like, shit. Apparently, men seem to think that just because they got dicks, they're allowed to do whatever the fuck they want. Like,
exactly.
Speaking of that, I'm about to go home and yell at my baby dad. Like, I'm looking forward to that. Like, do you ever just want to yell at somebody so much, like... You would rather yell at them and argue with them than, like, not communicate with them at all. Like, you're super nice, but then they piss you off, and then you're like, all right, instead of not communicate, I'm going to tell you who the fuck I am.
Okay, let it go off.
I had this, like...
Rant of the day.
Or, like, do you guys ever plan out, like, an argument in your head, and, like, you imagine yourself doing all this badass shit, and, like, you have to plan what you're going to say so that you don't look stupid?
All time.
I did that this morning. Like, I literally planned out this entire argument, everything that he could possibly say. I'm gonna have a backlash, and if it ends badly, I'm gonna throw a taco on his damn white GTI.
A taco?
Because, like, I'm having tacos for dinner, so, like, I'm about to, like, I told him, I'm gonna just imagine myself.
I'm having tacos for dinner.
I want tacos.
Like, you're literally taking me to work, I can get you tacos.
Like, I'm telling you, like...
Or a Crunchwrap Supreme, no tomato, extra sour cream.
I want both.
Okay.
Like, I'm so excited. So, like, if I Snapchat you guys a video of me throwing a whole plate of tacos on a white car, You know how the conversation went. Like, I'm gonna be nice.
Please send me.
So help me God, because he was partying all week. All week. Every night this week, he has been wasted. So, guess what? If he did not pick up diapers or wipes for our son, I'm gonna kill him. And he's getting a taco in his pretty white car. Like, it's gonna kill me to do it, though, because I really love that car.
Remember when you did the water bottle thing at school? That bitch in the head.
I lost. I dad threw a whole water bottle in 10th grade on this bitch because she was talking shit. I had it
somewhere in the presence.
Like, don't run your mouth. Like, and now I'm, like, twice as bad because, like, I have a kid involved. So, like,
do not. I literally wanted to beat the shit out of this bitch the other day.
Why?
I can't talk about it.
Is it going to make you angry? Or is it, like, legal purposes that you cannot talk about it?
Legal purposes. Not legal, just, like, it involves my job, so, like.
Oh, well, talk about it. You already call it Taco Hell, so, like, you're already talking shit about the company, so you might.
No, I'm not. I've always called it Taco Hell.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's not really talking shit. I mean, if it's hell, it's hell. Like, everybody calls their job hell, because, like, let's be real. It's fucking America. Nobody absolutely loves their job anymore. Like.
I need to go to school so I can actually have a job that I like. Like, listen, don't get me wrong. I love being a manager. Like, I love being in charge and telling bitches what to do.
Same.
But
I feel like Terry feels this. He's like, I love mom and pop, but, like, just on the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. And that's how I'm starting to feel. Like, ugh. About to do it. Bradley's going to be so sad. But
he was sad when you left.
I would give Matt back his hours because he's been complaining. He's like, you took my hours when you came back. I'm like, sorry.
Who's Matt?
Brad loves me. He said, a bitch got to make some money.
And Brad loves me. Like,
who is Matt?
This guy at work. He's really cool. I love him, though. He's a really good worker.
I'm ready to get food.
I'm ready to get food and then dick and then argue.
I want dick.
Why would salad. You wait? Why
yummy,
would
yummy.
You should
okay,
argue?
Okay, no, I'm gonna argue and then I'm gonna get dick and then I'm gonna or then I'm gonna get food because like you know it's kind of like after sex you have to smoke. I can't smoke, so like I'm gonna just eat food.
I was about to say you should yes.
That's a good. That's a better order. I like this that. I'm gonna tell him that.
Woman. Oh my god, this is why they talk about pregnant women always being hungry, because you can't do so much stuff, so you just eat.
I'm telling you, like, I really am hungry, like, every 2 hours. Like, I'm starving right now, and I ate, like, 40 minutes before I
yeah, came but here. You're eating for two, so.
I'm always hungry, and, like, it's
what
cereal.
If she was eating for three?
No, we already know that I'm
we
not.
We know it's one hard.
So help me god, if there's a baby hidden in there, I'm gonna cry. Like, congratulations, Bean, your job, your assignment is to eat the other one. Like, that is now your assignment. Like, don't eat yourself, because, like, you're cute, and I know. He's got long legs and big-ass feet and a fucking, he's got Nathan's head. Like,
do you have any 3D?
No, not yet. I'm only in my second trimester. I'm only 22 weeks now, so. But wait, just wait till May, because I'm going to be, like, almost 30 weeks in May. So, like, I'm gonna blow the fuck up.
Bingo, ooh. Baby.
That summer baby glow.
Yeah. Yes. I'm so excited. I get to walk. I have an excuse to walk around in a bikini, and my boobs are getting so big, and I'm loving it.
Like, you can wear, like a really nice sundress.
Oh, my God.
Like, a comfortable one that has pockets, bro.
Kyla, do you know me?
Yeah, I know you.
You have known me since second grade. How many times have you seen me in a dress? Like, maybe three?
Like, a handful of times.
Your girl ain't wearing a dress, but I'm not wearing any underwear, and I'll admit, it feels great.
Okay, exactly. Listen, wear no underwear with a long dress. That shit's...
Okay, that could hit it.
That's yeah, exactly. yeah.
And I gotta start wearing dresses and no underwear, because then I can get dick anytime I want.
Yes!
Facts.
Fuck, hey! Yeah.
It'll be a lot easier to pee and shit, too.
Yeah, I'm gonna just have to hike it up. Oh, that does save me a lot of time, because, like, when you guys, like, saving for when you guys get pregnant, like, even though, like, I have to pee now a lot, and, like, I can't even imagine, like, when I have to pee, I have to pee.
That's how I am.
And, like, I'm really sad, because, like, I can only imagine how it's gonna be when this baby gets bigger and bigger, because, like, eh. But, like, you gotta get there. You gotta pull your pants down, like, on the way to the toilet. That way, like, you're mentally prepared for that shit. Because I pissed myself already, like, a handful of times. And I'm like, oh. I'm
taking notes, because.
I'm just kind of sitting there like, oh, no.
Man. I'm so hungry.
Yeah, I feel that. I'm really excited for tacos.
Well, then we should probably, you know, tie this up.
Yeah, I mean.
Go grab something to eat.
Yeah. I mean, this has been talked. Duh.
Talked?
T-A.
Tackled.
Oh, shit!
Tackle down.
Baby brain. Just blame it on that.
Baby brain.
I'm telling you, this pregnancy brain is out of the ordinary. Like, I couldn't even remember which shoe was my left shoe earlier.
Oh, like, all right.
That's how the struggle gets. And like, but my, in my defense, like, I wasn't even looking at my shoes. I was focused on texting and kirking out on my baby dad. So like, I was just
okay,
focused
listen,
on that.
I'm trying to get some food.
Yeah. Right. Okay, we gotta go.
Well, that was our first episode of Tackled. Hope you guys enjoyed, and we'll see you in a couple weeks.
Yeah, deuces, guys.
Peace.
We're about to go get tacos and whatever the hell we're doing.
Average weight loss was 15.4 pounds and 9.8 inches. Call to cancel within first 14 days. Discount with auto delivery. Food charged and shipped every 4 weeks. Call or see website for details.
Do you want to lose 18 pounds and 10 inches in your first 2 months? Get your body into fat burning mode and lose 18 pounds fast with new personal plans from Nutrisystem. You'll see results in your first week. Just go to Nutrisystem.com right now to order your 28-day program and get 1 month of food free. There's even a money-back guarantee. Millions of people have lost weight with Nutrisystem, and you can too. Lose up to 18 pounds and 10 inches in your first 2 months. Go to Nutrisystem.com. Nutrisystem.com.